Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. So while we're spending the day talking about Mueller, I'll take a little break from that and focus on, look, we're seeing the strikes going on up in New England. As we talked about this week, you've got the Martha's Vineyard Transit Authority workers about to go on strike. You got the Stop and Shop workers on strike. To me, this is one of those moments where, as a union guy, you learn about solidarity and you learn to support our union brothers and sisters. And look, here locally where I'm at, start thinking about Ahold, the company that owns the Stop and Shop grocery stores up in New England. They also own Giant locally. So you might want to reach out to the Giant folks and say, hey, you know what? This continues. We're going to stand in solidarity by not shopping in your stores, because I'm a firm believer. And the first, when you go to purchase something, you look for union-made stuff right here at home. And look, I'm a union-made guy. And it's one of those things that I think is extremely important. And there's a guide out there for a number of areas across the country. In fact, in Los Angeles and San Francisco right now, I guess there's been the release of Labor 411's Directory of Union-Made Goods and Services. I'd love to see this go all across the country so we consumers have the ability to, well, support our union brothers and sisters. And here to share some thoughts on the Labor 411 guide, I've asked Sherry Senders to come talk with us. She's president and founder of Labor 411. Sherry, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you. What a delightful introduction. Well, I'm just very excited to be here.
No, I think it's important. I think it's important that as working people, we support one another. I mean, I think back to my grandparents. My grandparents were both big union people. My grandfather, a Teamster, grandmother, a UFCW member. And, you know, it was instilled in me at a very young age that you support your neighbors, you support your brothers and sisters, and you stand in solidarity. And I think it's a message that we don't hear enough today.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And the Stop and Shop is a classic example of people having the ability to stand together and make sure that corporate America listens. We have a lot of money at our disposal. We consumers have $12 trillion at their disposal. We need to use it. We need to harness that dollar and use it for the good.
Now, this is something I've been saying.
That's where Labor 411 comes in.
No, I mean, I've been saying this for decades. I mean, all these companies that have abandoned us over the years, you hold them responsible by not buying their products and seeking other ones and rewarding companies for doing the right thing. I think that's, you know, the power of the dollar, as you pointed out. We still have some of them. We should use it to our benefit.
Absolutely. That's why Labor 411 was born. We absolutely need to harness our dollars. You know, Rick, what I always like to say is labor organizes. That's what we do best. We organize people. Nobody has organized consumers. And with $12 trillion at our disposable, that's a lot of organizing power. So we need to take it, harness it, and bring companies to the table and make sure that they we reward the socially responsible ones and we ding the ones that are not going to listen to us, like Stop and Shop right now.
Yeah, no, and I look at Stop and Shop, a company that made $2 billion in profit last year, $1.1 billion in stock buybacks this year alone. And now they're crying poverty that, hey, you're going to have to pay more for your insurance and less wages and worse working conditions. Nonsense. And those workers should have gone to the picket line, and I hope they stay there and hold them accountable as long as they have to, one day longer. So let me ask you, in looking at these guides, because, again, I wish consumers had more access to this kind of information. Right now you just have it out in Los Angeles and San Francisco, correct?
No, we're in five cities now. We're also in the East Coast. So we're in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and coming soon, New York City.
Okay.
But more importantly, we're on the website. So people can go to our website, www.labor411.org, and find over 11,000 products that we have right now that they can help make a difference with their dollars. They can shop their values.
And we'll make sure that we most certainly tweet that out to make sure people have access to it. I thought the information I got was just L.A. and San Francisco for now, and Washington and Philly, which we have listeners in those cities. We're coming soon. If you're in Philly or Washington, where do you get this guide? Because I'd love to have a copy of it.
Well, I think we can arrange that. I'm gonna send you some guides right away.
Terrific. Because, look, I said go to the website, absolutely, and make sure that you support folks. But, people, I'm still old school. I like to have a piece of paper.
A lot of people do, and it's actually easy, much easier to search. People have switched over to their phones, so you know it's also easy when you're actually in the store. But we meet our customers where they are, so we do it print, we do it. We have an app. We do it on the web, so we can accommodate everyone.
And obviously, the app is Labor 411, and free
absolutely.
For download, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
What kind of products are we talking about? Because there's this thing, and look, I fall into it sometimes as well, that, you know, we through our trade policies and companies abandoning our shores, there's very little still made here. How much still is made here?
Absolutely. You'd be absolutely surprised. So I'm even absolutely surprised all the time. So everything from aspirin to Zinfandel, we have over 250 union-made beers. We have lots of, obviously, hotels and restaurants and things like that. So we still have a lot of brick and mortar. And we have clothing. We actually have clothing that is made here.
Wow.
So we're still discovering that. There's Workers United still produces a lot of stuff here. And we're adding to our list every day. So that's very encouraging.
Yeah, and for those of us who believe in American manufacturing, those of us who believe in the Made in America label, it's important to use the dollar to make sure that those companies can survive. Because look, it is a struggle. I mean, you're competing with exploitive cheap labor. You're competing with lax regulations. You're competing with, in some cases, governments that heavily subsidize their industries and use manipulative currency practices. So when there are companies still here trying to compete, we should be supporting them, I think, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's when you actually compare dollar to dollar, you know, I think there's different arguments to be made, and you're making a lot of good points. Sometimes when you compare Land O'Lakes butter to the competitor, it's almost the same price or within pennies, sometimes a few pennies cheaper, a few pennies more. But one is union made and the other is not. So we should be buying Land O'Lakes butter. We should be supporting these companies. When you're talking about suits, maybe you're talking about an Abood suit or a Brooks Brothers suit, yes, they are going to be more expensive, but now you're talking about quality. So I think we have to find different ways to pitch what it is that about, are we looking for quality? If you're just looking for price, sometimes we can match it. If you're looking for quality, that's a different consumer concern.
Yeah.
So I think we just have to have different arguments and to convince people that it's the right thing to do.
No, because I truly believe that when you give people a true choice, and I would argue the Walmarts and the Targets and the big boxes, they don't give you choice. Because they're looking for the cheapest product to put on the shelf. Because to me, if you have three products on there, you got a high quality American made product, you got some cheap Chinese knockoff or some cheap Indonesian knockoff. I'm going to choose the American made product, even if it costs me a buck or two more every single time. The problem is, in a lot of these places, I don't get that option.
Absolutely, and Rick, I'm really banking on the millennials. The millennials care about ethics, they care about quality, they're not as materialistic, so they'll have less stuff, but they care more about where it's sourced, its environmental impact. And I think that that's something that the labor movement really needs to be looking at as well, that we really need to have additional areas that we're looking at. Good jobs is certainly a wonderful spec, and I think that that's where I think the millennials are really going to help us out on this.
Yeah.
And besides, we make it fun. Who doesn't want 250 union-made beers? And you say, "Hey, honey, I'm just doing my job. Just got to try all these union-made beers.
I got to get to every one of them." Yeah, that
absolutely tonight.
It's a good goal. Look, why not?
Absolutely. So I think that the important part is, rather than always having a fist in the air and being angry, we need to be inviting and say, "Hey, look, you can take a union vacation, a union staycation. You can have a union-made date night. You can have union Easter. You can have a union Passover. These are all really important things. You can have a union tailgate party. There's all wonderful things that you can do to make it fun and educational to do the right thing and shop your values."
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the 70s, and I still remember as a kid, the ILGWU, the Lady Garment Workers, International Lady Garment Workers Unions, their look for the union labor campaign.
Absolutely.
And to this day, and this is to tell you, I'm almost 52, so I'll tell you where I'm at. I still look for things that have the union label on it. Like, for instance, when we buy bread, the first thing I do is I turn over and I'm looking for the BCTGM label on the back of that bread, or I don't buy it.
Yeah. And labeling laws have become very, very tricky. It really is a cat and mouse game. So some of the labeling laws, it might be assembled here, but it's made elsewhere. Only what some products are really sourced here. So we have to be very, very careful. You can have three bags of Oreo cookies all next to each other. One's made in Canada, one's made in Mexico, and one's made in the U.S. So even though Oreos would be on our list, you still have to look and make sure that you're buying the American-made.
Yeah, I look for the ones in New Jersey.
There you go.
Exactly. We've had the folks from BCTGM on a couple of times talking about their campaign. And again, you know, the proudest moment for me as a parent, my son went in to buy Oreo cookies and he goes, "Dad, I got the right ones. I got the ones from New Jersey."
That's exactly right.
And again, this comes back to, you know, the education that I think has to be done
exactly.
in this and why I think it's important that the work that you guys do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It is a lot of work. It's very exciting to be talking to people around the country and realizing that we can go to Capitol Hill with thousands of people, with thousands of signatures, with lots of money that we have at our disposal. It's not always just us asking and begging for what we deserve. It really is saying we come with dollars and we demand to be heard, and we demand to be treated well, and we demand to, otherwise we will withhold our dollars.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that speaks to corporate America like withholding our dollars.
I mean, that seems to be the only thing that they listen to.
Exactly.
And again, as working people, we've got to use whatever power we have at our fingertips.
Yes, and like I said, it's an opportunity lost if we don't organize these consumers. So just look, if overall American consumers spend $12 trillion a year, which is a tremendous amount of money, just within the labor movement itself, just our 14 to 15 million members spend over $780 billion. That's still a lot of economic power. If we could just take 10% of that and spend it on union-made goods and services, we could create hundreds of thousands of jobs. And I think that's really important. It's important for people to know that you can make a difference every time you open your wallet. And you know, Rick, there's one other thing that it's not like this is a new concept. We already have the green movement that showed us the difference that it can make once you educate people as to how what a difference environmental impact can have. And we have the GMO movement, the healthy food movement. These are movements that have actually moved corporations to do the right thing because there was a consumer demand. So my job at Labor for All in One, our job here is to create consumer demand for ethical companies treating their workers well, and that's where we're going to spend our dollars otherwise. Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Make sure you check out the website, labor411.org, right?
Absolutely.
And our
app.
And don't forget the app, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to put it on my phone right now.
Good
on you. Good on the work that you guys do. I'd love to have you come back again and share some more things that we can buy with the union label and how we can help keep workers making decent wages with reasonable benefits and good working conditions.
Rick, and thank you for all the terrific work you do. I'm going to make sure that you get copies of all of our books.
Terrific. Great stuff. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good stuff. Sherry Sender is the president and founder of Labor 411. Seriously, check it out. They got a lot of good stuff on there. And look, the worker that you may help might even be yourself. There you go. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
It is all about the children, even after they're born.